Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Snow, sleet, hail are making life miserable in the Southeast today. Schools in more than a half dozen states as far west as Texas have canceled classes. Dallas police have responded to hundreds of accidents on local roads and highways. And of course, storms have blanketed the Northeast with about 90 inches of snow so far, which means skiers are happy. But the area used to be dotted with small mom-and-pop ski hills, places where families could learn to ski without a lot of risk or money. And now, according to the New England Lost Ski Area Project, yes, there is such a thing, more than 700 of those neighborhood slopes have disappeared. Some are hanging on. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, North Country Public Radio's David Summerstein visited one in New York's Adirondack Mountains.
If you're a skier below a certain age, say a millennial, you may not recognize this sound. It's an old T-bar lift. A metal upside-down T comes by. You wedge it under your backside and it scoots you up the hill. And until you get the hang of it, it's easy to fall right on your butt.
All right. Whoa, I missed that one. No, I didn't. Got it.
The T-bar is the only way to the top here at the Goodnose Ski Area in Newcomb, New York. It's about 200 vertical feet, and at the top, a view of the snowy Adirondacks bathed in golden sunshine.
Yeah, the scenery is quite beautiful up here looking towards the High Peaks region. And
Jeremy Davis turned me on to this place.
I tried to ski as many open ski areas as possible, and I believe this is about number 113.
Davis also catalogs the ski areas that didn't make it. He's written books on the lost ski hills of the Adirondacks and New England.
These areas are so important for people to learn how to ski and kids to learn how to ski and to be able to, you know, ski at a place that's not going to even cost them anything in some cases.
That's right. You like free? Newcomb's got free. And this afternoon, we have it all to ourselves.
All right.
The slope has a couple nice dips. You can pick up some speed. The run takes way less than a minute. Even though it's small, the exhilaration and the adrenaline of downhill skiing is all there. So as I make run after run, I'm thinking, how did this place survive when so many other small ski hills didn't? I slip into the lift hut to find out.
All right, toasty in here.
So did you enjoy your ski?
Oh, it was great.
Good. My name is Lynette Chase, and I live here in town.
Lynette Chase and Janet Wright take turns helping skiers onto the T-bar. Janice takes me over and shows me a washed-out snapshot on the shed's wall. It's of an old man in a black snowsuit and red plaid flannel cap. He's standing stiffly in front of a snow grooming machine. This is it, my answer to how this ski hill survived. It was the labor of love of one guy, a retired miner named Wilbur Ted Friend.
He used to get skis and boots from people, and he would have free skis to use and free boots to use, and that's where I learned to ski. Uh-huh. And then my children both learned here.
Ted was kind of like the grandfather for all those kids in the early days, for sure.
Town Supervisor George Cannon remembers Ted as the quiet force behind the ski hill for 25 years.
He was kind of the guiding principle to get them kids up there and learn how to ski.
It was a different time for Newcomb. 25 years ago, there were way more families here, until the Tahawus iron and titanium mine closed in the 1980s. When you walk into the small warming cabin, I can imagine the bustle and shouts of kids suiting up. Janice Wright takes down a bright yellow button from the lift hut wall. There's a bunch of them. Each has a number and the words Newcomb Resident Ski Slope.
Well, years ago when this first opened, the residents all had one of these.
So you would get, they would get, issue you these buttons.
Buttons, yeah. We had these buttons. All the kids had a button.
One of those yellow buttons has the number 897. The total population of Newcomb today, including people who don't even ski, about 400. You don't need a yellow button to ski Goodnow on weekends and holidays now. The town budgets about $8,000 a year to keep it going. Lynette Chase says that's a small price for what it brings the community.
Gets the kids outside. Relatives come. You know, you can come skiing for the afternoon, no charge.
She says a handful of kids were here this morning. Now it's just Jeremy Davis and I, back at the top, the mountains glowing.
Skiing can be an expensive sport, and having as many of these small areas open can help the sport remain accessible to a lot more people.
I take my last run of the day. At the bottom, I notice a small brick monument and a plaque at the base of the hill. It's a tribute to Ted Friend, the man who kept this place out of the Lost Ski Hills book, who quietly preserved a community asset and a fun and free place to ski. For Here and Now, I'm David Summerstein in Newcomb, New York.